situation. This is something that we've done for years, anytime there's a fight. I mean, it seems like Dr. Smith imposed this quite often after a fight. No passes, school-wide. The only thing that was different this time was that students were given the option of being escorted to the restroom. So that was very kind and thoughtful, but I think maybe it sent some kind of mixed message. But the truth is, no passes has happened many, many times, very effective. And I will have to say, in terms of the learning culture, culture's been talked about a lot this week, the learning culture in this school, I think, has been better than it has been for the last 3 days, whole school year, because everybody's in class, everybody's learning. And I just proctored the ACT, and those kids sat there for 5 hours, and nobody went to the restroom. So I think, you know, from a adolescent point of view, what is a very draconian measure, having to only go to the bathroom every 50 minutes, I feel like it was worth it to protect the security. What I told my students was, what if your friends were in the fight? What if your group was about to be retaliated? Wouldn't you like to know that people weren't able to leave class and come and get you? It seems to me that there was kind of a one
thing
about,
I'm trying
to put up my bathroom
privileges.
It was a very small sacrifice.
Okay, you promised to ask the parents the question.
I want to ask the parents a simple question. So Brian talked about mob mentality. That's the first I heard that. That freaks me out. That scares the hell out of me. How many of you have talked to your kids about what happened? And how many of you have addressed mob mentality? Every one of you better take that home tonight. We're throwing a lot of sticks and stones at the administration. They're doing the best they can in the environment we live in. A whole lot of this needs to come back to us, because it didn't start in school, it started in our homes.
Now you preach it.
I'm going to ask that we all accept non-closure right now. Use the index card, write your thoughts down there, put your name on it, put your number down it. We can follow up personally. Maybe it's another parent meeting. But when I'm looking around this room right now, take a look around this room. This is a really beautiful sight. Okay? And when I was a principal at Edison High School, I said my biggest assets was diversity and my kids and their families. We need to embrace this. And it's about culture and it's about race. I'm going to put that in the space. And we're going to have to do this together, as uncomfortable as it may be. This school is an amazing school. I have been here all week long. Well, except for Monday. But I've got to interact with the students.
Snow day. There's no school.
I've got to challenge the students. Some of them listened to me, some of them didn't. I cleaned the lunchroom. I talked with teachers. I was at the staff meeting this morning. This is an amazing school, and you have amazing teachers. And you're all here for the same reason. It's about the community. It's about your kids. And it's about graduation. It's about much more than that. I'm not going to promise. My plan is technical right now. It's a Band-Aid. Because there's some... I'm a stickler on systems and organizations. So as I look around the building, I want to work on safety and security. All right? I have a team that I'm going to use at central office, and we're going to do an audit. There's already been an audit done this fall. I want to bring that. I want to look at just overall safety and security. Jackie Vertigan's here. She's going to help me do that. I'm going to bring another team member on and just look at protocols and procedures. I would like to invite student voice to the table, because we can talk about passes. We can talk about being on time. We can talk about lunchroom procedures. We can talk about coming through door one, because that's the door everyone should be coming through. Not door 654, pushing the door open. early release students should be released early and go, not loiter. Students do need to go to the right lunch because you have like 1,960 kids in this building. Everybody needs to go to their lunch. So there's some systems and protocols that we can tweak and make sure they get put in place. Dr. Wells wants to empower student leadership. Help and include them. So when we talk about climate, we want to include kids because we all have teenagers, right? You tell them you can't, kid, they're going to find a way to do it anyway. And I'll be honest with you, they're much smarter and brighter than we are right now. I have a 23-year-old and a 19-year-old home right now from spring break, and I'm actually laying out the rules for them yet still. I'm going to work with Stephen Shepherd and his team. We're training staff on restorative circles. We want to include students in restorative circles. We have to have a plan for that. So I'm looking to him and his team to do that. I also want to include staff because I think that it's important that staff feel safe and staff have voice too.
Can you include some parents in that? Just so that's your, you know.
Well, okay, may I make a suggestion that I know there's some leadership council people here in the room, and that there are several committees that parents sit on or serve on, and it's a way to get involved. Does someone from leadership council want to speak? Can you, Caroline? Okay.
Sure. So because we are a community partnership school, we have a leadership council has several committees that work on various issues or tasks for the school. So there's a budget task force, there's a curriculum and instruction, there's a positive school-wide engagement, which includes equity and various other things, which would probably, I would think, encompass what we're talking about tonight. There's a communications committee, there's a bunch of professional development, there's several. So the committees meet on late start days. And I know that's hard for parents sometimes. So, but there's other ways to get involved. If you want to know about the committee and you can't make it to the meeting, there's links to the minutes, there's links to the agendas. We're working on ways to summarize that information so that people can get it. Because I do believe that we can all be part of a solution to this. And I do believe that we're all here because we want to build a solution and work together. I know we have fear, you know, it's our kids. There's fear, a lot of fear here, and there's a lot of conflict and tension that's built up for years and years. But I do believe that the people here can make a difference, and we can all show up and do that. And there's opportunities to do that, and we'd love to have more involvement in that. We're always looking for ways to get people more involved and engaged in what's happening at Southwest. Because we all have a place in our hearts for this school. It's where our kids are or have been. And we want it to be great, of course.
It is great.
And it is great.
It can be greater.
Exactly. Even better. So if you want, if you have questions, you can talk to me about how to get involved. You know, the administration team also knows, you know, about Leadership Council. Brian Meyer is the Leadership Council chair. So please, just raise your hand. I mean, not now. Don't raise your hand now. But let us know.
I don't know if I answered your question.
Well, to me, as a Caucasian parent,
right,
living in this neighborhood, I am beyond disturbed to hear that I can only imagine this poor woman who's speaking on behalf of the brown and black kids. Like, of course, it's got to be, first of all, if we're worried, then you take these kids who have to worry even more and have to deal with so much more and don't have the support network. But the piece that I feel like as a parent is when our kids were in middle school and grade school, we were at the school all the time. We were participating.
Yeah.
We're trying to get them to separate. Our teenagers don't talk to us, but we're saying this starts at home, their behavior. So unless there is a way for these kids who feel marginalized, like they don't belong, to have a voice, and then for that voice to get back to us as parents to find out all parts of this. How can I teach my kids how to be multicultural, how to be, you know, helpful, supportive, tolerant, whatever it is.